The Illinois State Board of Education is leaving it up to districts to decide how to reopen schools this fall. Some have chosen to continue remote learning, while others are bringing students back into classrooms amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I spoke with Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines about school reopening plans in Champaign County and elsewhere in central Illinois, and whether there's a one-size-fits-all plan for school districts.
The short answer to that question is no. The state superintendent is requiring that remote and blended learning options. And what I mean when I say blended is that's a mix of in-person and remote instruction, that all of that should total 5 hours per day. But districts have a lot of flexibility in terms of figuring out how they meet that requirement. So one thing the State Board of Education is recommending strongly is that districts offer at least 2.5 hours of real-time live instruction between students and teachers. So we're talking either live instruction in an in-person setting or in a virtual setting. So what that also means is that some of the day can be independent learning that students do off campus at home.
Okay. And then generally speaking, what do the reopening plans for schools in and around Champaign County look like?
So it's kind of all over the place. Champaign Unit 4 and Urbana District 116 schools made the decision this month to go all remote, at least for the first quarter of the school year, which ends in mid-October. Also, the University of Illinois Lab School is doing the same, and the Mattoon School District, which is in Coles County, is also going remote for the first quarter. They say they made that decision because of high case numbers in that part of the state, and Decatur Public Schools are also going all remote for the first quarter of the 2020-21 school year. Every other district in the county, plus some just outside of our county, are doing a hybrid model for the most part. But also, almost all of them are offering families the option of doing classes totally remote. That's something the State Board of Education really encouraged districts to do this year. They wanted them to provide families with as much flexibility as possible. Just as an example, the Mahomet Seymour School District is having its elementary students come in 4 days a week for half days of in-person instruction, and its 6th through 12th grade students are coming in 2 days a week for in-person instruction. So that district says that about 75% of their families chose the in-person option, while the remainder are learning totally remote. So one exception that we came across in our reporting is the Ludlow School District, which is this tiny district located north of Rantoul. They are doing in-person only. And that's because they say they only have about 50 students total, and they feel that they can safely reopen with no remote learning option. So one important thing I want to note here is that every district that is doing some form of in-person learning is requiring that everyone inside the school buildings or on a school bus wear a mask at all times.
And then, Lee, what about learning losses as a result of the closures of schools that happened earlier this year? How are schools planning to deal with that?
I think that that's an open question. What I can say is that the State Board of Education is expecting some significant learning losses. The research nonprofit NWEA is estimating that students will return to school with 70% of the learning gains in reading relative to a normal school year. The projections are worse for math. They believe some students are likely to return with less than 50% of the expected learning gains in that subject. And we could also see students who are nearly a full year behind what they typically would be in a normal school year. So the State Board of Education is saying that this is something that won't be solved overnight. They are encouraging districts to be flexible and to meet students where they're at, and also to expect that addressing this learning loss is going to take years.
That's Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines speaking about school district reopening plans in Champaign County and elsewhere in central Illinois. You can find a roundup of those plans at illinoisnewsroom.org.